Thank you. To order. Roll call. Mr. Malone.
Present.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Mr. McRae.
Here.
Ms. Coon.
Present.
Yes. Mr. Art Asadorian is excused from today's meeting, and I did leave a notice with you concerning the death of his father.
Yes, sir.
And Steve Atler, he's going to be absent also today. There's no one from the public with any public comment. If you've had a chance to view the minutes from the last meeting, I'll ask for a motion for approval or disapproval.
So moved.
It's been moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Purchase approvals are being circulated. We'll return to that item. Animal Control is with us today, and they have a resolution authorizing the pet population grants effective for FY 2015 to be used by June the 1st of 2015. Partners for Pets, $24,900. SNP Alliance, $22,000. Metro East Humane Society, $10,500. I will circulate this item and ask for a motion for approval.
So we do every year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Motion.
Okay, there's a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
And Ms. Coon?
Yes.
So moved. You have anything else for us today from Animal Control? Are there any questions? If not, thank you. Mr. Coon?
Hi, Madam Chairman. I don't have anything today. I thought I was going to, which is the purchase of a new radio for one of our squad cars, but we haven't been able to confirm that this is a state bid price.
Okay.
So it's kind of backed us up a little bit. So previews of coming attractions. Next month I'll be here with it's a $5,400 purchase of a Motorola police radio. But other than that, our monthly report is on file on the website for the county. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Mr. Nye? If no questions, thank you, Mr. Nye. Our Sheriff's Office. We do have purchase requests from the Sheriff's Office. The first is for an addition to a panel system for the front office. It had originally been approved for $9,156, but that was not enough, so they're coming back with an additional, and the price is now $11,468.50. This is within the sheriff's budget, sheriff and jail's budget, so money is available. Do you have anything else to add to that request, either of you?
Pretty well covered. Okay.
What's it for?
That front office area, if you were ever in the sheriff's office where the clerks sit, we partition that off.
Okay.
And originally it came in at $9,000. They put it in. It wasn't adequate. We needed to expand it a little bit more, so we had to bring the entire thing back.
Okay.
The next item that we have, we can vote on all of these at the same time, okay? The next item we have is for ammo for the training and duty rounds, and it's in the amount of $10,639. And again, it is within budget.
They have who's budget. It from?
It's from the sheriff's office also.
Okay.
Yeah. All three of these are from the sheriff's office.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And that was, and I apologize, that was for training?
Ammo for training and duty.
Oh, ammo. Okay.
Ammo.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Is there very much ammo actually used during duty?
On duty?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't think so.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. We try it. Train twice a year, you have to qualify. Everybody that carries a weapon at the sheriff's office twice a year has to qualify. And
how many rounds per person?
50. It's expensive. Ammunition is expensive for everybody. And when we finally found this ammunition, we ordered quite a bit because it's hard to find. Even for law enforcement, it's hard.
And the last item they have for us today is for a server. And I'll let Mr. Wells elaborate on this item.
That's a server for our computer forensic detectives. They image cell phones, computers, and those type things, and they have to store that evidence. Well, the server that we currently have is full. They're supposed to be in full in that capacity, so this is a new server.
Good example of that is what happened Friday at the sheriff's office. If you read those press releases that we put out, we had an operation in Godfrey where it took over 19 hours to just download all the pornography from the guy's computer into our system. So it doesn't take long for that stuff to mount up. But the bottom line is those guys do a pretty good job.
And this request is in the amount of $6,157.57. So you've heard the request from the sheriff's office. What's your pleasure?
Second.
It's been motion and second. Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
And Ms. Coon?
Yes.
So moved.
So we have the $664,000?
$614.
Request that it says computer.
That was from last month?
It was.
New World, right?
It was approved. Didn't I see where it said?
Was that with the 911?
$664,000 or something.
That would have been with that 911
right.
The
system?
Yeah,
right.
The county board. It was.
So we just voted on it.
Previously
that
approved.
Right.
Yeah, $614,000.
It was approved, but that's to pay the bill, right?
Yeah.
This is just to pay the bill. It was approved in June.
Yeah.
So are we actually voting on it now again, though?
No. This is just voting that we're paying
the
bill.
Okay. The purchase approved.
Yeah, the purchase approved.
So that was the new way? That was the new program. Okay.
Okay.
Are there any additional questions? Okay. Well, if no additional questions, emergency management?
Nothing to report,
Madam. Nothing to report. Are there any questions for emergency management?
I voted against that, but I know we should pay the bill. So I will support paying the bill because I.
All right, thank you. We'll come back to this. Any questions for Larry?
Right.
Anyone?
I guess. Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
We should still.
Tammy, I'm sorry. License investigator over there.
I think Derek had sent you the email. The
right. Did
report.
Everyone receive the email? With,
yeah. There's a hard copy on our mailbox.
And then, the only other thing I have, and I'll leave this to your discretion, but we have an application for a new liquor license for the Illinois Motorheads, Inc. They've completed all of the requirements, except I'm still waiting on the state to send one more background check.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, you have approved it contingent upon that coming in clear. I'm not sure if you're willing to do that again. I've been on the state police trying to get them to speed up
the
process.
Okay, may we see it? What is it for?
Sure. It's a liquor license for Illinois Motorheads.
I have a question on that. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm going to sign that vote for that, definitely. But whenever this is an organization, okay, and they're not actually a tavern, but they still have to have a liquor license. What if it's just guys within their club that goes there? You know what I mean? So they still have to have a liquor license?
If they're serving and selling alcohol, then they have to have a license.
Oh, because they are selling it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
what is this organization? I'm not aware. Since you say it's not...
It's the Illinois Motorheads. It's a... they're a not-for-profit, but... the zoning went through last month.
Is this the same group that came? The guy spoke?
No. This is by Graham Park.
That was a bait.
Right. But anyway.
They have a physical location.
And they're going to be hosting the poker room.
On 140. It's
in Marine. It says on Pocahontas Road.
No, that's his home address.
No.
I think you're looking at. It's at 160 and Route 4, the intersection.
Is it going to be a private club or another tavern?
Well, it's not Route 4, it's 140, isn't it?
No, I'm sorry, Route 4, yeah. Route 4 and 160.
140 and 160.
Yeah. Hello! It's been a rough day. I'm sorry.
Judy knows where it is.
No, I remember.
I'm 140 and 160.
Yeah,
there's an old tavern.
It used to be.
It used to be the Monkey Shack was the last.
I think you're right.
Yeah, a car drove through it. So
there's a physical building. It's their club now, and they sell liquor by the drink.
Well, they wish to. Yes.
They wish to.
And they've been through the zoning.
They've got to have a license.
Right. They've been through the zoning that went through.
It's all members or not. If they're going to charge, they have to have a license.
Well, I think what I was told, and maybe I'm wrong, but what I was told is this, who's the kid that is the one getting filing for this? Is it Bradley?
No.
Is it? It's Robert
Manton.
Oh, Manton.
Robert.
Charles.
Manton.
Oh, okay.
Not son.
Charles Manton.
Yeah, and Mr. Warfield is the co-applicant.
But I actually know one of the guy's mothers that's in that club, and what I was told is that I know they know where it is in tavern and everything, but what I was told is that they bought beer, and then they sold it for a dollar each, so it went back in their pot. But then they might have Christmas parties or something too. I don't know, but I don't know that they're having. It's not going. What I'm saying is, I don't think it's going to be open for the public to come in. That's the way I understood it. Maybe I'm wrong.
It might be like the Owls Club in Alton or something like that. They're not open to the public, but you can rent their hall or the room.
That could be too.
I think originally
that's probably why they
had talked about wanting to do poker runs. And that they would only be open, but even to be open on that one day, they have to have their licenses. So after, this has been going on for several months, but then they had to go through zoning, which that was their zoning for the special use hearing was approved at the board meeting by the county board last month.
Okay.
So now, for whatever reason, I'm still waiting on the state police for one more background check. Okay. I've got the one individual, I have both his state police and FBI report, and then the other individual, I only have the FBI report. I don't have a state police report yet.
You just have to check the person actually filing for it, or you don't have to check? Is that who you have to check?
The two applicants.
No, we don't check the whole club. It's just the two people that are on the application. And my last correspondence with the state was they have 30 days to fulfill the request, and I'm waiting for that. So, like I said, it's at your discretion if you...
So we could approve it pending the...
Pending satisfactory background checks.
Sound like you know.
I really don't. I just know the one kid, his mom, Sean Rexel. She's cut my hair for 3 years.
So how does the committee feel about approving it?
Pending. Sounds like
the background.
If they're going to have to get a dram shop, so that's probably
and
another reason why
have
they,
that.
Find they already have the
that.
Dram shop.
Uh-huh.
And I do know the poker run. I do know that this poker run is because the only one I think they have is because this one guy was killed in a car accident, and that's the only poker run they have. So I don't think they're,
So they might open up, 5-6 times a year? I don't know. I don't know how many poker runs there are.
Okay, well, may I have a motion that we do approve this license?
I'll second.
Been moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'll pass it around.
The state could come back and tell them no.
No, but if the state police report would come back reporting anything unsatisfactory,
on those guys that
then we would request a new application
and bring
it back to the committee.
Those two individuals. Okay. You have anything else for us today?
No, that was all.
There's
a question.
I just noticed this Patty McDee's.
Yeah, I'm here.
Patty McDee's. Yes,
sorry.
Where is Patty McDee's?
Here in Granite City.
Okay. That address is just incorrect. That was just, I was thinking that's...
Oh, yeah.
It's the same as Doc Holliday's.
Oh, the address on there is.
Yeah.
Okay,
I didn't think I knew. That's near where I live.
I
noticed
that, too.
I'll let
Derek
know about that if he wants to.
I go through kind of chills every day.
No,
and Derek did call to let me know that he would be out of town.
He had that attachment on his email, too. When he sent his report that he would not be at the meeting, but he would have a hard copy in our mailboxes if he's not an internet person.
Are there any additional questions? No, thank you. Thank you. And your purchase approvals, you've had an opportunity to do them. May I have a motion?
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
I'll have to get on
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
And Ms. Coon?
Yes.
Me too.
And Mr. Robinson, you signed. I'll bring it to someone's attention. You signed for near Art Acidorian.
So oh, did I?
I'll call it to their attention. They can just change it.
To work on my signature better, huh?
No.
I scribble it to annoy anybody.
Is there, we do have our report here to submit covering 4 mobile home licenses. May we have a motion to submit this report at our meeting? It's moved. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Do we have any new business to come before this committee today?
This is right.
If no new business, may I have a motion for adjournment?
I want to disrupt the meeting.
Too late.
Go ahead.
Too late.
I'll go ahead.
Go ahead, Bill.
Go ahead. We'll hang around for yours.
You want to disrupt the meeting?
It's too late.
We'll hang around for his.
Is there a motion for adjournment? There's a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.